From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Mike Reams. He's directing Sugar, the first show of Cornstalk Theater's 63rd summer season. The show opens on June 3rd at the famous Cornstalk Summer Tent in Upper Bradley Park. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, whereas some audiences are not familiar with the musical Sugar, most people are familiar with the movie that inspired it. Can you talk a little bit about how this story works as a vehicle for musical comedy?
Absolutely. It's really a wonderful staged version of the movie, the famous movie that everyone knows with Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe from, I think, 1950. And it's one of the most popular comedies of all time. It's on the American Film Institute's top comedy of all time. So it's a story that most people know, that remember. And the musical version actually follows along very closely to the storyline. There's very little that's actually changed, but it's augmented with these great songs by Julie Stein, who wrote Funny Girl and, you know, a lot of the hit Broadway shows. So it's a great vehicle, a great transformation from the movie to putting it live on stage.
And I think that might be an advantage because while a lot of people may be familiar with the film version, I think the musicals may be less well known, and I don't think there's been a production of this musical that recently in Central Illinois.
Yeah, that's very true. I believe Peoria Players did it a number of years ago, but it's probably been almost 30 years now at this point. It's surprising that it's not done more frequently. It's not done the same way that some of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Sound of Music and Carousel and some of those other ones, but it's a really fun show that's got great music, and it's surprising to me that it's not done more frequently because the audiences, I think, are really going to have a great time. It's surprising to see younger people who don't know the storyline. They're not familiar with the movie. If you're kind of under maybe age 40, you don't necessarily remember the movie and you don't know the storyline. But we have a lot of younger people in the cast. So the first couple run-throughs when we were reading through the script, to hear the younger people just laughing out loud at these great situations that – older people know from the movie, but they had never experienced. Younger people never experienced these, so it's refreshing to hear that kind of laughter that you know is going to reach not only older folks but also younger folks for a broad range of audience participation and enjoyment.
Oh, Mike, you mentioned that in the movie, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon made these roles famous, the role of Joe and Jerry. Right. And they have a very special dynamic. It's almost an odd couple type of dynamic that they have. Can you talk about the performers who are playing these roles in the production?
Sure. We've got some really very talented performers in those roles. Chip Joyce is playing the Jack Lemmon role, and Jared Hazard is playing the Tony Curtis role. And they've known each other for years, and they have a great relationship and build upon that. And so it's really a hoot to see them together and to see them play off of each other. And then we also have Jessica King, who's playing Sugar, and she's obviously the title character. And the show is entitled Sugar, but it's actually the Some Like It Hot musical. So whenever you see the word Sugar, it's Some Like It Hot is what the play is all about. But they are all great, and we've got just a full range of top-notch talented people that are in the cast.
What was it that drew you to this musical? I mean, what led you to submit it? Why did you think that this was a show that needed to be staged in Peoria?
I've always loved the movie, of course. That's kind of where it started. And at some point, years and years ago, I came across the Broadway cast album and listened to it. And it's so much fun, and the music is really enjoyable. It's got a great real kind of jazzy feel to it. It's got a great orchestra that's coming in, and they, a huge 13-piece orchestra, is going to be playing this music, and to hear that is really exciting. But hearing that cast album of it, it led me to do a little more research on it and find out more about the show. And so I just knew it would be a great vehicle for Cornstalk to open their season with. It's just is one of those family-pleasing kind of shows. There's nothing dirty in it. There's nothing questionable. It's something you can bring pretty much any age to it to see it and enjoy it. So it's a great opening for the season.
Well, and the musical itself dates from the 70s, but as you were saying, the original story, the film version, goes back to the 50s. And I'm wondering, does that mean that this show kind of has a little bit of a retro feel. Does it feel like one of those Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals of the 50s and 60s? Does it have that same kind of vibe and appeal to it?
I would say not necessarily, because it's not quite as old of those mm-hmm. those vehicles. So it's a little bit more contemporary. If you think about, like I mentioned, Funny Girl and that type of a little bit more recent than that. The setting is actually 1929. So it's this great period of time where all the costuming is from the late 20s. So it's kind of that flapper era. Even the movie was set in that period. It was filmed in 1950 or 1949 or whatever, but the actual storyline is set in 1929. So it's a great period to see all those great period costumes and the girls in flapper wigs and, you know, all that fun type of things. And the orchestrations and the music reflects that sort of that period, but it is maybe a little bit more contemporary spin than the 20s, but really a lot of fun.
Now, without giving away too much of the plot, drag plays a big role in this show.
Right.
Can you tell us how Jared and Chip are doing with their heels?
They're doing great, actually. That was one of the things that I had the costumer get the shoes for the guys right off the bat. So they were able to they've been rehearsing in them the whole time. And the first couple times, it was a little challenging. There was a little bit of near spillage tumbling over. But they've been handling it great. And to see them actually dance in heels is... it's worth the price of admission alone. The opening number when they first come out it's just a hoot. It will bring down the house. I can guarantee it.
Now, one of the challenges that faces any director at Cornstalk is the tent is a very unusual performance space. You're in the round. You have both the pit area of the stage and you have the trim. So how does the physical layout of the performance space impact the choices that you're making about staging and the choices the choreographer makes and those sorts of decisions?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's not full round, but it is three-quarter round. So the audience sits around three-quarters of the stage, and you have to design a set that most of the audience can see everything without limiting their view at all. And this show is particularly challenging because there's an actual train on stage, a two-level train. So a big chunk of the first act has to do with them being on this train on the way from Chicago to Miami. And if people remember that from the movie, it's a big chunk of the movie. And so we actually have a two-story train that's on stage. But then it has to go away. So yeah, that is definitely a challenge. But we've got some great set builders who are putting an amazing set together. And it really is – it does present a challenge, but working with the people I'm working with, Erica Franken's doing the choreography, and she knows how to stage in the round. She knows how to make sure that everyone's seeing something and don't feel left out at all. There are not a lot of – you know, staring at backs from performers. So it is a challenge, but it's something that both of us have worked in that capacity before, so we're able to kind of circumvent that, any problems there.
Now, Mike, you've performed and directed in both comedies and dramas in local theater here in Peoria. Sometimes there might be the thought that it requires less energy to do a happy-go-lucky musical or show than it does for a really intense drama. As the director, can you talk to that?
I think performing requires a good amount of energy regardless of what you do. I think there's a different kind of concentration when you're doing a happy-go-lucky musical versus a more heavy drama type of situation. But I think that the ability to keep your energy up and keep that momentum going, because all shows have kind of a momentum to it, and you need to keep that moving forward. And so I think that dealing with sugar specifically, there's a lot of set changes and there's a lot of things that happen, but we've choreographed that into the movement of the show itself. So there's not a lot of a song ends and then you sit and wait for a set to change. It actually is sort of incorporated into it. So the song ends and there's applause and boom, you're right into the next scene. So it's a constantly moving train, if you will, that is always moving on to the next thing. There's not a lot of sit and wait at all.
And as we've noted, this show opens up the 63rd summer season for Cornstalk. Are there certain things that you look for in a show to open the season as opposed to a show that you might put in the second or third position in the season?
I think that typically Cornstalk always looks to open with a big kind of brassy type of musical, something that will have a big audience appeal that kind of draws people to Cornstalk and says, hey, it's our summer season. We're starting off now. We're back again this year. So it's something like that that really draws people back to Cornstalk for the summer. And I think Sugar, while it may not have the great title that some of the other classic musicals have, I think it's one of those family musicals, and people do know the name Some Like It Hot. So they are hopefully drawn to that storyline and remember the movie and are wanting to come and see it live on stage. There's so many. Sugar's sort of one of those musicals that sort of predates a lot of the making a musical of every single movie out there. You know, there's 9 to 5 and there's Footloose and there's just all of these musical versions of movies. But back in the 70s, that was sort of an unknown at the time. So it was not really a commonplace thing. And so Sugar, the Some Like It Hot musical, was really at the forefront of that sort of trend. And it was a great way to start everything off. And it's a great way to start off the Cornstalk season this year.
That's Mike Reams talking about Cornstalk Theater's production of Sugar, the Some Like It Hot musical. It opens next weekend with performances from June 3rd through the 11th under the Cornstalk tent. Mike, thank you so much, and break a leg.
Thank you very much.
The Spirit of Peoria's Moonlight Music Cruise series starts tonight and features the music of local singer-songwriter Barry Cloyd. Boarding time begins at 7:30 p.m., with the cruise time from 8 to 10 p.m., For more information, visit www.spiritofpeoria.com. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to an extended version of this interview when you subscribe to our podcast at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About. Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.